BBC News. The United States has begun withdrawing its troops from Afghanistan in accordance with a deal agreed with the Taliban last month. A US military spokesman said American forces would be reduced to 8,600 troops over 135 days. The main index of the New York Stock Exchange has closed the day's trading down by 2,000 points, or nearly 8%. It's the biggest one-day drop since the financial crisis of 2008. The sell-off has been driven by a crash in oil prices and concerns about the economic impact of coronavirus. The World Health Organization has warned that the coronavirus outbreak is close to turning into a pandemic, but that it is still possible to control it. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said a twin strategy of containment and mitigation was needed. In northern Italy, millions of people have spent their first working day under lockdown. The disease has killed 463 people there and infected nearly 8,000. The Grand Princess cruise ship, which has spent days off the coast of California after some of its 2,500 passengers tested positive, has docked at Oakland in the San Francisco Bay Area. All the passengers will be taken off and placed in quarantine. Attacks on two villages in northern Burkina Faso have left at least 43 people dead. They took place in an area that's seen jihadist violence and clashes between rival ethnic militias. An armed gang in Chile has stolen $15 million worth of cash from a security van at Santiago International Airport. Seven men entered the cargo area in vans bearing the logo of a courier company and threatened to kill the guards, then made off with bags of US dollars and euros. BBC News.